There certainly is accountability internally in terms of what decisions were made when on all of this. But I think that our focus and energy should be used to fix it because the American people are depending on it.
Yeah, fix it they better. We're talking about the healthcare.gov website that sent people into a rage the last 2.5 weeks. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. It's just so easy to pound this into the ground. But I think the key thing here is what happens often with the Obama administration is they don't have accountability, Nance, and that's the deal. Somebody's head should roll on this one, and a lot of people are saying, look, Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius couldn't handle this. This is his signature piece, his swan song, if you will, as he gently goes out, the president, in the next couple of years, out of the White House. And presidents care about their legacy, and this was the big push to get health care. So there was just no way you could justify whatever testing went on, whatever happened, that, oh, it happens to other websites. There's no justification for spending $390 million when you're demanding that people purchase something or get a fine. You get health care or you get fined. You better have your ducks in a row, and that website had to be right. It wasn't right in the first week. It wasn't right in the second week. Not right in the third week. We're in the fourth week, and we may not see this thing get turned around, this ship, until December. Then what? Then what happens? But if you look at Obama's track record, he really hasn't fired anyone. It's the safe administration. They have slipped away, resigned, or been kicked up to other jobs. So the people, by the way, who are buying insurance through the government-run marketplaces now have until March to enroll in a plan without a penalty. So there's so much confusion that they're going to issue new guidelines, because we are all about regulation. If you're a person who likes to read instructions, if IKEA is the happiest place on earth for you, ooh, baby, then you like that. Because this is what they're always issuing instructions. So get ready for the instruction booklet. Know that you don't have to be signed up in January, you'd have till the end of March without a penalty. And they're going to confuse probably some of us a little bit more. So open enrollment period goes specifically until March 31st. Under the law, anyone who isn't covered for 3 months or longer faces a financial penalty for not having insurance. So in order for the insurance to take effect, uninsured Americans would have to sign up by February 15th to avoid fines. So if you do the math, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You got 6 extra weeks to find insurance. And it's like, you know, it's a field day for the House Republicans. This is raw meat. They're feasting on this website. Feasting on it. And Sebelius and other administration folks met Wednesday at the White House with the heads of Aetna, WellPoint, and 10 insurance companies to talk about correcting the flaws in how the information from the marketplaces are transferred to the companies. It's like just a pipeline. In and out, in and out. Don't worry, we'll eventually figure it out. And the insurance companies are worried because they got to figure it out. They've got their people. They have to figure it out. We can't have this disconnect. Can't have this disconnect. So the delay gets a lot of traction from a bunch of people including a lot of the Democrats. A lot of the Democrats supported, say, okay, so extra time to sign up so people who got screwed up in the website don't have to worry. The deadline isn't right breathing down their neck at this moment. It's not happening at this moment. But a lot of other people are breathing down the president's neck. Marco Rubio, the senator from Florida, says it's a disaster, the rollout. Newt Gingrich, do we care what Newt thinks? Now he's a TV star. Or he thinks he's a star. Newt Gingrich, no justification for civilians to keep job. Then you've got Congressman Paul Ryan, who just wants her to testify. Just tell us what happened. What kind of tests did you run? How often did you run them? What happened with the tests? What happened with the tests? If it wasn't smooth on the first, it could have been smooth when they were going through it. It couldn't have been smooth. And here's the problem. If you go back to the end of August, Congressman Ryan asked Kathleen Sebelius for an organizational chart of the implementation efforts, the chart of Obamacare, the offices involved, the number of full-time employees, and all the relevant information. What's the chart? Where does it flow? How does that work? And he sees that, you know, he's not getting one. He knows it. So he's calling for Sebelius's resignation after healthcare.gov crashed. And it's preventing most people, actually, from signing up for health insurance. A lot of them aren't signing up. So Sebelius is she's got the target on her back. If she survives it or not, that's a different story. But there are plenty of people that are looking for her to take the fall for this. Because testing it, knowing if it's working, somebody's got to pay the piper for that one. You and I, we'd already be gone. Delaney, you're out of here. I gave you $390 million. I told you to hire the best people. You had how many years to do this, and this is what you give me? Are you kidding me? It's easier to sign up for, you name it, the Neiman's catalog and get 50,000 things into the house than to navigate through this website. But I suppose once somebody gets there, it may be worth it. But they better have a good job. Because what are they paying? You know, if you're an individual, it's a $95 fine that we're talking about. Oh, $95, that's it. Versus almost $2,000. Because you figure maybe $250, maybe a little less a month. A little less. Coming up in this hour of America tonight, we're going to talk about it. Reaction to the website and the problems. How do the millennials feel about it? We'll fill in the blanks on that. Plus, a wicked version of We Can Count. We Can Count is all about the numbers. But next, little odds and ends here on America Tonight.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Welcome back to this edition of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. We got a daily salute for you. Plus, if you want to throw in your 2 cents, throw it in the bucket. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Kid has a weapon that looks like a real assault rifle, has another fake gun in his pocket. For some reason, the deputies keep screaming at him to put his guns down, and he might not have spoken great English, although I think he did. He went to school in Santa Rosa, and he was playing an instrument, and he was getting good grades and was well-liked, and unfortunately he was killed by some deputies in a situation that's unraveling. It's fluid as to what happened and all the specifics, but it was definitely a fake gun, something that shouldn't happen. And some people say, well, you know what? Here's the deal. You cannot have those guns roaming around. In fact, our pal Jack points out what we've talked about before on the show, the regulations that say that toy guns have to have a fluoro-covered muzzle, basically a highly visible fluoro-colored muzzle with felony charges for removing or painting over it, as he says. That's what he calls it. And it looks like the colored areas, because I looked at the pictures just a few minutes ago, and so did Jack, were either painted over or they were removed, because there was this problem before. There have been other kids that have died because the weapons looked real and they had them, and that's not a good situation. So do the cops face charges? Who knows? They've been suspended. Will they face charges for this? And is it fair if they face charges if they kept telling someone, stop, 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 put up your hands, and they didn't, and they assumed, assumptions get you in trouble, that it was a real gun? What do you think? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Plus, Kathleen Sebelius, is her time coming gone? Should she be pink slipped immediately and cut for what's now happened with health care on the government scale? Stacy in Mississippi.
Bobby, you know I'm at a hell on last night from the beginning to the end. Never got on the show. But anyway, you're right, Bobby. You know I listen to you every night. And, you know, I listen to you, MR, Levin, and everything. And God bless. Talk radio is the only thing for you anymore is radio. You got supporters, advertisers, everybody ought to support them. Because y'all, the only thing is free anymore is talk radio. Radio is the only thing the world is free.
Thanks, Stacy.
Yeah,
thanks, Stacy.
And I want to get to a point real quick, and I'm going to try to go through this so everybody stay with me. Let's just say a very, very close kinfolk. Anyway, is a superintendent over a construction company, okay? Works his butt off. Anyway, worked 52 hours last week, okay? Held out. Throwing us over his 401k, wasn't very much, and wife's insurance. And $500 taxes, okay? We ain't hit nothing yet. Insurance went from, since Obama took care, John took care, took over took over the world. We're ruining the world. One of my best friends, doctor, and is destroying everything. Anyway, his insurance went to $2,188, either $89, almost $2,200 a month. Not a week, a month. A month, I believe it is. It's almost $2,200 a month. And he's got a wife and two little children. They take back that Kevin Tice. Where is this money going? I think the government is screwed. Ever since Obama got in office, the world, wake up, America. My God, what we do? How can we impeach this man? This man has got to go. Obama's got to go. The Obamacare has got to go. I've got one of my best friends, a doctor, has been since I was five. I was six, he was five. Anyway, he's my doctor. But, like him, he said, I might as well have met a bricklayer, but they ought to work too. And where's the jobs? I mean, my God, this man is destroying America on purpose. Wake up, America. Well, they had Obama Biden on the back of her $100 SUV. I told her, I backed up and told her, I said, ma'am, you ought to take those off. She said, why? I started not to stop it. I backed up. And I told her, I said, ma'am, you ought to take those stickers off. What is she? She said, why? I said, because those two guys right there are destroying the world. And this is what he was just borrowing to spend as much money. I said, because of money, he's already deficit. He always got us in. He's going to take you, those two little children, about 7 or 8 years old, them, their children, and their grandchildren, if we can pay it out then. And then we come out with this Obamacare. What in God's name? I mean, we all got to stand up together. But what do we do to get this crap took care of, get him out of office? Impeachment, I think it goes against the Constitution all the time. I mean, he's done enough stuff to be impeached already.
You know, Stacey, it's interesting when you say that, because there was something that happened today with the president. I already mentioned it, you know, talking about the fact that the White House extended the individual mandate. Now, you're not going to hear anybody complain about that, but, I mean, it extended for a year, which is what the Republicans wanted, but they extended it through the end of March without any kind of penalties, because you were supposed to sign up for Obamacare if you didn't have insurance by January. So, because of the mistakes, the White House just decided, well, we don't need any approval for Congress. Boom, this is it. We're just extending it. We're extending the mandate. It doesn't happen until the end of March, so you won't be fined unless you get insurance before the end of March. So you have extra time you know, to get it. He, I mean, here's the thing. I understand the frustration, like in listening to Stacy and what he's saying, giving you examples of, you know, people that he knows, things that happened to him with the furniture store. And of course, 9/11 destroyed so many people's lives because of whatever career they were in or whatever it was they were doing just got annihilated because our lives changed so much because of that day. But the president, I would be stunned if there was an impeachment effort for, you know, against Barack Obama, because he's in his second term, and I think he fills out that whole second term. You know, you can argue about the Constitution, you can talk about executive orders, you can talk about overstepping, you can talk about lack of transparency, which even the most liberal Democrats will tell you they are not happy with a lot of things that have happened. They might be different from what somebody who's conservative says, but there is a lot of frustration swirling around, and Stacey is also right about the job situation. The jobs report came out the other day. There was nothing new or exciting to tap dance about. Just slightly, the unemployment number dropped down, but the unemployment number is fake. It's a phony, and it's not anything you can take seriously because people are underemployed. People are working two and three jobs to keep things rolling in the household, and expenses are sky high. I just talked to a small business owner about that who loves America, came to America from Vietnam, is an American citizen, cherishes, you know, life in the United States, but told me that the rent, you know, rents kept going up, the health care keeps going up, the phone keeps, you know, it was telling me what the problems were. And this is echoed across the board. I mean, we're in a very precarious spot for middle-class America. If you are spitting dollars and you just struck it rich, you won on the dollar slots in Las Vegas, somebody left you a huge chunk of real estate, or for some other reason you have do-re-mi, then it's a little bit of a different story. But for other people, there are a lot of struggles out there. But you're not going to see this president impeached. You're not going to see it. I mean, I'll tell you what, I'll walk naked to New Jersey if Obama gets impeached. I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan for many, many reasons of what's happened since he took over, you know, the White House. But they're not going to be able to impeach him, and they're not even calling for that at this point. Stay with us. Much more to come here on America Tonight.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food? What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Pack 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can! It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Yes, you know how I love my number. So another edition of We Can Count. We Can Count. This is interesting, and this is something that I might have mentioned on the show, but really deserves more time. How about this idea that the Boston Marathon bombing, one of the suspects who died, as you remember, Tamerlan Tsarnaev, was accused of participating in a 2011 triple homicide outside of Boston. So just a couple of years ago, they believed that he was involved in this. Tsarnaev's involvement was revealed in an interview between the police and a Chechenian national, and it didn't come out until this week when prosecutors with their case against Tamerlan's brother, Zokar, made a reference to it in a court document that was filed at the beginning of the week. And so then it makes you think, oh, great, so he was involved in this triple homicide, but none of this came out before. Here we go to the situation. 2011 is when that happened. Imagine if he could have been picked up before. Well, we wouldn't be talking about what happened, I believe, at the Boston Marathon if that were the case. I don't think so. All right, and then there is this, just for fun. You know, we never talk about celebrities on the show, except for when it comes to, only when it comes to, you know, usually movies, or somebody does something great, you know, the Daily Salute, because they go above and beyond. But I got a few emails about it, so I thought I would mention it. And this is a who cares? This really is a who cares. But your number is 2. And then it's 6 degrees of separation. George Clooney apparently is dating Katie Holmes. Who is Katie Holmes? Oh, I know you're just cringing out there because you know I never talk about this crap. Katie Holmes is the ex-wife of Tom Cruise. And apparently they went to the Gravity premiere in New York together. So how about that? Now they're an item. Who cares? I said it was a lighter moment, that we need to have more light moments in the show. So there's your lighter moment. And the number is 2, 2, and 6 degrees of separation. Now, how about this? I wish this would happen to me. Oh, I wish this would happen to me. Or to any of you. I read this story and I was like, oh, that is the coolest story. You ready for this story? I don't want you to go away. You got to hear this story. It's the best story in anything that I'll say this entire week on Week in Count. That's how sure I am of it. A man has the most valuable $10 certificate ever you'll see, probably. Pennsylvania's Billy Bader turned down a $300,000 offer for his 1933 silver certificate. He owns that certificate that an auctioneer says is worth at least $500,000. It has an unusual inscription. See, it's all about that. It says payable in silver coin to bearer on demand. And it has the serial number A00000001A. It is the most valuable, ready for this, most valuable bill printed since 1929, when bills were shrunk to their current size. Bader said that his late father, who was a collector, bought the bill maybe, you know, 24 years ago or so for about the price of a compact car. Now, that's a good investment. That's a good investment. So what, $20,000 and he's going to make $500,000 or more? They say for sure it's worth at least $500,000. I mean, that is crazy, isn't it? Crazy, crazy, crazy. And I looked at the certificate, and it is, I mean, it's neat. It is. It's that old, you know, 20s look to it. It's very cool. And he inherited the father's collection, so, you know, there you go. You're going to love this. 700 IRS contract workers owe $5.4 million in back taxes. Yep, the Inspector General's office reviewed tax records for 13,600 employees of the IRS contractors, and 691 owed back taxes as of June of 2012. That's a lot of numbers, huh? Woo, that's a lot of numbers. I guess you can still work for them. I thought you couldn't. You're ineligible to work, and apparently you are. Half of the workers are supposed to be ineligible to do work for the IRS because they are not enrolled in installment plans to pay the taxes they owe. And unlike any of the other federal agencies of the government, any that you can work for, the IRS requires employees and those who work on agency contracts to comply with federal tax laws. That means they have to file returns on time and either pay all the taxes they owe or have a payment plan. They could have a payment plan. And they really check, they're pretty good about checking the contract workers because they know that can come back to bite them, the whole delinquency thing, if they don't do it. And especially if these are people, I mean, that's ridiculous. If these are people that are going after other people for taxes and then they haven't filed theirs, yeah, that's probably part of the reason why they're all over that, because they don't want that to happen, to have somebody in that situation where, you know, they don't want somebody in that situation where they haven't paid their taxes and yet they're going after, you know, they're going after other people for the same thing. That's, just wrong. And lo and behold, little JonBenet Ramsey ends up in this edition of Week in Count. The reason why is because there is numbers involved here. John Ramsey, her father, said he's opposed to the release of documents in an indictment related to the killing of a six-year-old daughter, but a judge ordered the release on Wednesday. And this is a 1999 grand jury indictment, possibly shedding some light on why the prosecutors decided against charging her parents in the death. So the senior district court involved in this ruled that the indictment signed by the grand jury foreman constituted an official action has to be released by Friday. And what'll be interesting here is that the district attorney, Alex Hunter, prepared possible charges against John Ramsey and his wife, Patsy, 3 years after the little girl's death. The indictment has remained sealed for 14 years because he didn't pursue the charges. Remember, I mean, this happened so long ago. Her body was found just bludgeoned and strangled in her family's house in 1996, December 26th. That's how long ago that happened. And there were so many twists and turns to this thing that opening those up, that whole grand jury thing, and the public being able to see it, that, you know, that that'll be very, very interesting, I think, to have that happen, because the speculation over JonBenet's death is like nothing I've ever seen the entire time I've been doing media, been doing, you know, talk shows. That's always come up here and there about something with her case or who did it, that whole thing. I mean, it's hung in the balance for such a long time. And, you know, you see her, the video of her at least once or twice a year, for sure. All right, this is unfortunate, but, you know, they've had all those wildfires in Australia, and they say they're investigating. They say a military training exercise ignited the largest of the wildfires that have just devastated the most populous state, Sydney. And it, you know, they've had 100 fires. It killed one man, destroyed 200 houses plus in New South Wales. And they found that the massive fire in the city of Lithgow, west of Sydney, began at a Defense Department training area, and that the fire was started as a result of live ordnance exercises at the Army range. And that fire, you know, burned 180 square miles, destroyed a bunch of houses, no injuries or deaths, but it was downgraded from the highest emergency category on Wednesday, thank goodness. But going for a while, and scary as to how bad it was. And I mean, fires all over Australia have been a nasty piece of business. People were told they could go back to their homes on Wednesday night because cooler weather started to settle across the area, and there was and the fears kind of lifted a little bit or were quelled that the fires could spread and threaten homes. There weren't a lot of reports of property loss or damage or, you know, that kind of thing. But man, it's sad to see it. And because I've covered so many of those fires, and I've said this before, Santa Barbara, Santa Fe, bad fire in the national forest there. It's tough. It's tough to get that fire line around, and it's tough to get all this help from all these wonderful fire departments, crews all over the country. But you just can only do so much with the wind conditions, and if it's tender dry and there's no moisture, it becomes even bigger. Okay, finally, our last one. Do you tweet? Well, Twitter has obtained a $1 billion credit line ahead of its initial public offering. They disclosed that this week. Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley, J.P. Morgan, Bank of America, Merrill Lynch, blah, 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 Deutsche Bank all helped in arranging the credit deal. So the microblogging company, the most closely watched social media IPO prospect since Facebook, went public last year, and they're expected to begin trading on the New York Stock Exchange by mid-November. Wonder how that'll go with that IPO. A lot of people use Twitter. It's 140 characters. I mean, you're talking about, you know, politicians, movie stars. Who cares? And just people from all walks of life are tweeting. Some people are tweeting the wrong things and they're getting fired, but they understand the power of Twitter anyway. All right, that's it for this version of We Can Count. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy
is all natural with no side effects. Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org. That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Trauma Max, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Trauma Max is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Shocked if I told you that the Obamacare website actually won an award. I'm not kidding. The website designer won an award. So what does all that mean when you see what we've been talking about here on the show and so many of you incredibly frustrated by, you know, by what's been going on and trying other people trying to log on and people frustrated by the fact that you have a website that's not usable in many cases, and yet we still have to pay a tax if you do not have insurance. So there's a lot mixed into this. And we keep talking about the younger generation. Oh, where are those healthy souls that have to be put in these health exchanges? And there's a whole lot going on that we could tear apart with this and that we have. In the wings, in our virtual green room, Patrice Lee, who is the manager of outreach at Generation Opportunity, which is a national nonpartisan organization we talked to many times, even member from the Republican convention, advocating for millennials. I love the millennials from ages 18 to 29. Patrice, thanks for popping on the show.
Thanks for having me.
So I was stunned to learn this, and that, you know, actually I didn't know this, but there is so much confusion about this healthcare.gov that the Obamacare website designer actually won an award, but this isn't necessarily you know, this isn't necessarily a bad thing, or is it a good thing, or is it just confusing because of what we've seen with the increased costs and all that other stuff in between?
Sure. Well, yes, we are proud to announce that PCI Federal, the company that designed healthcare.gov, actually won our first ever Youth Defender Award. And so what we've done is we're recognizing CDI for doing more than anyone else to really save young people from increased costs and privacy invasions of Obamacare. We think that they have done enough by creating a system and a website that is fraught with the errors and structurally unsound than any other effort could be done to keep young people away from Obamacare.
Yeah. When we look at Obamacare and we look at young people and we see where all of this is headed, basically, what's Generation Opportunity's take on it at this point?
Well, you know, Obamacare is interesting for us. We recognize that young people don't realize the negative impact Obamacare will have on them. I mean, Obamacare is a bad deal because it's very expensive. They're going to be facing, these young people will be facing higher premiums, as much as 169% increases because of Obamacare. And in short, we're actually supplementing a system that makes it that's more expensive, and we're not getting as much out of it as we should. And then when you look at the privacy concerns, which I touched on just a little bit just now, but young people should be concerned. Their information, if they sign up for Obamacare, is going to go into a national data hub that collects private information, and it can be accessed by lots of different people. And you know what? It's insecure. It's going to be a hacker's dream to be able to get into that database, and so we're concerned for young people, which is why we launched this campaign called Opt Out of Obamacare, and we think that young people will do themselves a good. We want young people to realize that they've had options before Obamacare. And they're going to continue to have private options afterwards, so they can opt out.
Yeah, what's your feeling? Do you get, because you guys really have a pulse of the millennials, do you feel like a lot of people are, a lot of the young people are going to do that and opt out, knowing that they're the prized possessions of those health exchanges that I talked about? Because the way this thing works is they want those healthy young bodies there. Do you think a lot of young folks will opt out of it?
Well, we sure hope that young people will do what's best for themselves. And when they start to see the actual cost, when they, for example, if they could get into healthcare.gov and were to just to take a look at what their premiums would be and what their monthly cost would be, when they see that sticker shock, that's going to be enough to let them know, you know what, there may be other options out there, but I need to consider if that would be the best thing for us. And so, you know, we think that when young people start to do that, they're going to make that decision.
Yeah. All right, Patrice Lee, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight. We appreciate your time.
Terrific. Thank you for having me.
Thanks. Bye-bye. All right. So as I mentioned there to Patrice Lee, you know, the big thing really is they're counting on, with this whole health rollout, they're counting on young people to be the backbone of those exchanges, because otherwise it wouldn't be affordable. If all you had was sick people, there's no way that would work out for the insurance companies. So there's some people that are pretty nervous about it. You know how I feel? I feel like really what should have happened a long time ago, because I think we do deserve affordable, good health care in this nation. It's ridiculous, as powerful and as entrepreneurial as we are, that we don't have affordable health care in many cases, right? And now, for some, it's going to get even more unaffordable depending on your particular situation. So the bottom line is, I believe they should just erase the state lines and people should have been able to shop around. Then you would have had competition. You would have had better rates. The insurance companies would have had to play ball, and I don't think we would have been in the situation we were in the first place. So check this out. I was looking at another poll. You know how I am, the poll princess, and it kind of relates to all of this. There's a new poll released on Wednesday. It says 6 in 10 describe implementation of Obamacare as a joke, and more voters than not say problems with the government's health insurance website is so bad that someone should be fired. Now, that's not even a Democrat or a Republican thing. Even though this was a Fox News national poll, it's the fact is when you're asking people
to sign up. You have to sign up or you have to get fined. For goodness sake, you have to make it easy for them to sign up, and spending $590 million on a website that wasn't working in the initial rollout, especially during the shutdown of the government, that was an enormous blunder. It doesn't matter about your politics. The Democrats and the Republicans obviously realize that. So this new poll also found a majority continued to dislike the health care law. 51% of voters use negative terms to describe the law, saying it's either a step backward or, in many other words, they were saying, when they were asked, they were saying disastrous. So most Democrats continue to describe the law a little more positively, 12%, wonderful, 62% progress. Republicans continue to call it a step backward. And 60% of the voters say the way the law is being carried out is, as I already mentioned, a joke. And that is because of this website especially. That's why I'm surprised that nobody did get fired as a result of the blunders with trying to sign up. It was just incredibly poor timing on that, especially when you have 3 years to get it right. 3 years to get it right. And here's the big one I saved, the best for last. You ready for this? Almost all voters, 92%, all voters, forget the D, forget the R, forget the I, which means independent. 92% think members of Congress and their staff should be required to live under the laws passed for the American people. 6% think there are times lawmakers should be given special rules or exemptions. So this goes back to the fact that if the health care law is going to be so great, then what should really happen is everybody should sign up for it. And then people who run the government should be on the very same health care that we're all on. And that way we could really test the waters of it, right? Because they would be subjected to the very same thing. Now, the big thing to pay attention to with what we were just talking to Patrice Lee about is, one, how many of those millennials actually sign up or take the fine if they can find them and fine those people the tax penalty. And also, when the website is fully operational and there's not so many of those glitches, is it going to be in the beginning of November, which was what the president was saying, or does it get pushed even further down the road, December? If it gets pushed further down the road to, like, December, I think it is disastrous for the Obama administration, because it's hard to, you know, it's hard to unroll a rollout. It's hard to forget about that kind of a blunder. However, it is not a presidential election year, and it won't be till 2016, 2014, maybe a little repercussions, maybe. We'll see. All right, so Patrice Lee, healthcare, all that kind of good stuff mixed in between. We're kicking the can down the road. Stay with us here on America Tonight.
That gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.